Sights Unseen by Kay Gibbons. Read by Kate Fleming.
For Frank. For there are dark streams in this dark world, lady. Gulf streams and Arctic currents of the soul. Conrad Aiken, Preludes for Memnon. Part 1. Chapter 1. Had I known my mother was being given electroconvulsive therapy while I was dressing for school on 8 consecutive Monday mornings, I do not think I could have buttoned my blouses or tied my shoes or located my homework. I see myself fumbling with the snap on my skirt, trying to connect the sides, turning around in a circle like a cat chasing its tail. I was 12, deemed too young to be told what was happening to her, and in fact too innocent to surmise it. There was a certain power in her healing that I, as a child, felt was beyond my capacity to comprehend, the way I, as an adult, cannot comprehend the largeness of the universe, the number of its stars, the heat of the sun, or the speed of light. I could not fathom how such a terribly sick woman could get well. Unless the doctors were using some sort of medical magic, I could not understand how pills and a changed environment were helping when her family's love had been of no use. I believe I was jealous of the hospital and her doctors. At home, she had simply endured her life. In the hospital, she began to flourish. She returned home an independent woman. I worried about my own lack of influence in her life. If I had a little girl, I thought, I would look at her and discover ways to ground myself. I would find reasons to move out of the haze and into the clearing, where a husband, a son, and a daughter could see me fully and welcome me. If I had a daughter as needy for my love as I was for hers, I could, I thought, will myself to be well for her sake. But Mother did not find that inspiration in me. Her illness, manic depression, was beyond her control. Along with my father, I mourned the inability to change her, to restore her. And I worried that later, when she had been back home with us for a while, the pills and the doctoring would stop working and she would revert to her old crazy ways, and once more the voices of my father, my brother, and me would be no more than background noise to her ravings. I worried that her wellness would not take the way vaccinations take. Life with Mother, I feared, would again be like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?